And now, direct from the Lunar Living Room, recorded semi-live in the recent future, it's Project Moonbase with your host, DJ Bongo Boy, also starring MC Zirconium.
Welcome, dear listener. My name is DJ Bongo Boy.
And mine is MC Zirconium. A galactic good morning to you.
An astronomical good afternoon.
And a Milky Way morning. I don't know. We've already done morning. I didn't think that through. Time is irrelevant on Project Moonbase.
It is, yes. This is indeed the Project Moonbase podcast coming to you from another dimension.
Smoothing those wrinkles.
We are.
Let us musically rub your brow.
Now, on this evening's, or today's, or this year's podcast.
Or yesteryear's.
Or yesteryear's podcast. We're actually kind of picking up from our All the Single Ladies podcast, actually, because we have quite a few more of the female chanteuses on the show today.
And we'll be discussing a contentious issue.
And we also need to pick up, yes, the exciting vote that took place at the end of that last
democracy
podcast.
Space democracy in action.
We'll come back to that in due course. Yes, on the podcast today we have more from the new Wing album. Oh yes.
Lucky people.
Finally got my hands on that. And an artist who performs under the name of Mademoiselle 19. She'll be coming up later on in the show. We have a track from the brand new Square Pusher album as well. He's not a chanteuse, but we'll have to keep things equal. And we have another chanteuse, actually, Lorraine Bowen. You might be familiar to some of our listeners. We have a track from her brand new album as well.
And it's good news for people who love desserts.
Mm.
She's very good at crumble.
She likes making crumble. She certainly does. In amongst all the music, we do have, of course, our Tales of Disinformation, brought to you, as always, by MC Zirconium.
That's me.
That's you. How are you, sir?
I'm very well.
Jolly good. And what kind of stories will we be telling this evening?
Well, amongst other subjects, Winston Churchill has died. New bases on the moon. And why not try cigarettes?
Why not, indeed. Stay tuned, dear listener, for that and plenty more. We're going to kick off the show, though, by playing a track from this great new twofer that's come out on Winchester Hospital Radio, a label that we've been exploring quite deeply over the last few years. They've been putting out some fabulous reissues of mainly test card music, has to be said.
It's great music, and we're very, very keen on because we're sort of like the gourmet radio, gourmet music for the connoisseur.
We are.
And I think one of the most important things that we have done ourselves on this show is pairing music with food.
Mm.
Food pairings. As and this pairs particularly well with semolina.
Apparently so.
I think.
Scientific tests have been done to establish this fact. So we're going to explain more about this compilation after we've heard Keith Mansfield, no less, with his track Superstar.
Keith Mansfield. Mm. He doesn't waste it. Do you see what I mean about the semolina?
It worked quite well with my bowl of semolina.
It worked well with your bowl of semolina, did it?
It did, yeah.
How do you like to eat semolina? Do you like a big spoon or do you like a straw?
Well, if it is a straw, it has to be a fairly wide gauge straw.
That's obvious. That much is obvious, yeah.
Yeah. Those are quite hard to fit into your mouth, though, those wide gauge straws. I can't speak for some reason.
Those wide gauge straws, they are tricky.
They are, yes.
But you didn't answer the question. I noticed you. What are you? It's like an episode of Newsnight. You're hedgy. Which one do you prefer, spoon
you're gonna,
or...
You're going to pin me down.
Spoon or straw? Well, I think people want to know.
I think spoon for the added comfort.
I think spoon as well, definitely. Yeah.
You don't really want to be sucking in your semolina, do you? You want to be able to spoon it in gently.
You could collapse a lung. No one wants that.
No.
If you are enjoying semolina while listening to this show, just get a bowl of semolina, that's all I'm saying, and enjoy the rest of the show. And do let us know.
Maybe you should take a photo of your bowl of semolina and tweet it into us.
Twit pick
it to us, yeah. We'll get a little gallery on the go.
twitter.com/projectmoonbase.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that first track was from this new compilation that Stephen Wills of Winchester Hospital Radio has just released. I don't know how he's done it, but he's been spent the last few years digging out the archives of various obscure TV shows, educational TV shows from the 70s and test card music, and compiling them on these great twofers mainly. And when I received this latest one, which is called Music While You Watch, I discovered that CD2 is made up entirely of 80s era Channel 4 test card music. And I have to say, when I read that, I thought, oh.
Well, you were disappointed.
I thought that's not going to be that good, is it?
The sound of test cards. How could that not be good?
But 80s era test cards,
true,
that's the thing.
Yes.
And normally the forbidden decade for us.
Definitely verboten. But they are a sort of time warp, test cards.
They are. And I have to say, actually, slightly contentiously, I've rather grown to think that's the better of the two CDs, actually.
Jacuzzi, you've gone 80s.
I've gone 80s.
What next? What's it called? The Careless Whisper.
Last Christmas.
Jacuzzi, Careless Whisper, last Christmas.
It's a slippery slope.
It is. Careful now. I'll keep an eye on him.
If you go to projectmoonbase.com, you will see a track listing for this particular podcast and links. You can, if you wish to purchase a copy of this very album, there'll be a link facilitating that very desire. And you will see a at least two options available.
On our website, projectmoonbase.com.
Yes, you can either opt to buy through Amazon or through iTunes now as well.
Luckily for you, we can't tell what you're buying if you go through our affiliate links.
No.
But we appreciate it anyway because it keeps us in space gravy.
It does. That nice silver gravy that we like to pour over everything.
On every meal. Makes anything taste good.
Now, next on the show, we're going to pick up from our Halloween show, actually, by playing another track from this newly discovered third, and until now lost to us anyway, Mandingo album, which was rather unimaginatively called Mandingo 3.
Well, it does a job. It's fairly utilitarian.
It does
told
job.
Us what we need to know. There's another one.
So I thought it was such eyebrow-raising music and such invigorating music that we played on our Halloween show.
True.
Mandingo.
That's still available on the internet.
It's still there. All our previous podcasts and all our future podcasts are available
Some of our podcasts are available in parallel universes.
That's right.
But you should always check the Project Moonbase website.
That's right. That's the place to go. So we'll play another track from Mandingo 3. This is, and it's another, most of these tracks are very drum dominated, as this one certainly is. This is a Mandingo under the direction of Jeff Love, no less, with War Dance. We'll be right back.
That was a Jeff Love from, in fact, also known as Mandingo, yeah, with War Dance. But he's a monkey. It's a bit like a monkey war.
There was a monkey war in there, yeah.
There's a monkey feel to that,
there
which
was.
Is good.
Yes.
We don't encourage war here on Project Moonbase. No. We're really all about the peace, but still, it's stirring stuff.
It was very stirring. And a rather interesting mix of the pagan drums and a bit of strange analogue synth noodling in the middle as well.
Yeah, a little bit of rock.
And a bit of rock, yes. It's all in there. You're listening to the Project Moonbase podcast, where we're bringing you the
historic sound of the future
every Sunday night. Yes, we are posting a new edition of the podcast in a slightly arbitrary time between 7 and 8 p.m. every Sunday night. So if you go to projectmoonbase.com, you can download the latest one.
Is it something to do with horoscopes or something?
Yes, the actual timing of the publication of the each podcast. I keep an eye out the window and make sure that Jupiter is in alignment with Uranus. And at this particular time in the podcast, it is time to climb aboard the griffin of disinformation and flap off with MC Zirconium.
Flap off?
Flap off.
How dare you? Elle est morte. Fluffy, the world's largest captive snake, has died.
Oh.
Tragedy. I felt a tear, a tiny tear.
Why didn't this make the national news during the week?
I don't know. It's too hard.
Too sad.
I saw this on News Light. The world's longest snake living in captivity, a 24-foot python called Fluffy, has died due to an apparent tumour.
Oh.
And weirdly enough, in Ohio...
Oh, really?
Ohio. You've been to Ohio.
Nothing to do with me, though.
I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it is, but
I've got
a guilty conscience or something.
I've got a very good alibi.
Have you? Well, tell it to the judge. Yes, the 18-year-old, weighing in at 300 pounds, Fluffy, held the title of longest snake in the Guinness World Book of Records and was a bit of an attraction at Columbus Zoo. No more.
Oh.
But a spokesman from the zoo confirmed that workers found her dead. This is terrible. You might remember, she's as fat as a dinner plate. Absolutely enormous.
Was she fluffy as well?
Not really. I think that's a bit of a joke. While the news came to blow as many of the fans, a spokesman for the local rabbit and mouse population, Flopsy, said they were relieved. So... silver lining, not for Fluffy. 24 feet long.
That's quite not. You wouldn't really want to get too close to.
You wouldn't want to be wound around by that.
No.
If you're a fan of Star Wars, you could have yourself a Darth Vader costume for £230,000. Original one.
The original one.
One of them. An original Darth Vader costume is expected to sell for up to £230,000 when it's put up for auction at the end of next month or something. This is from Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. An exceptionally rare, complete Darth Vader costume, the central character in Star Wars, comprising important components believed to be production. Made in a selection of second-generation copies based on a costume used for the 1980 Star Wars sequel, originally titled The Empire Strikes Back. Estimated £160,000 to £230,000. Wow.
Does this used to belong to Dave Prowse, or is he selling it? Who?
I don't know.
And if not, why doesn't he? Why doesn't he own all the costumes?
Oh, I don't know. Well, he's not going to get rid of it, is he? He sits at home wearing it, watching slumped in front of the TV, having a sip on a special brew.
Going out for his copy of TV Choice.
Well, he was Darth Vader, you know. We know, David. You mention it every time you come in. Luke, I am your father. I am. It's not that other bloke what you thought it was. It's me, Dave Prowse. He was banned, wasn't he?
He was.
From bugging George Lucas.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's going under the hammer at Sotheby's in South Kensington at an auction of popular culture, film and entertainment on November the 25th.
I see.
Yeah, there you go. Who's going to buy that in this? I mean, can you imagine? Is it going to fit? Can you imagine if you spend £230,000 on that? You wear it.
You'd want to try on first.
Can't get
right,
it on.
You?
Mind you, most people would be able to get in that, wouldn't they?
It's quite large, isn't it?
He's quite a big fella. I think that was the point.
Yeah, that's right.
Mount Everest finally gets Wi-Fi, and it's free. It's free.
Free Wi-Fi.
You can't go on a train and get free Wi-Fi.
No.
You can go up Mount Everest and get it.
That's right, good.
It's a little bit out of the way, but it's worth it. Telia Sonera, a subsidy of Ncell, has just completed installation of a 3G base station at 5,200 metres, that's 17,000 feet, and it will reach the 8,848-metre peak of Mount Everest. We've already seen a cell phone made from Mount Everest using a temporary base station, but this one's permanent, and it's a bit faster, allowing climbers to surf the internet. Although it might be a little bit difficult to text messages if you've got frostbitten thumbs.
Yes.
Anyway, there we go. Don't know why they're doing it.
Well, yeah, so do you wonder what would people be wanting Wi-Fi access for?
Well, maybe you're on your way down and you're just going to order like takeaway or something, so it'll be ready by the time you get down. You won't have to wait.
Yeah.
You know.
Get some new books for your Kindle.
Exactly. Get nothing else to do. Yeah, it's very useful. That's the internet for you. And that's the news. Puddleskern.
Thank you, MC Zirconium.
Thank you.
For that first selection of disinformation, there shall be more. More later on in the show. Now we are going to actually return to the world of Shantuzis, which we were dabbling in a couple of weeks ago. And
dabbling in a Shantuzi?
Pardon the expression. I'm delighted to say that currently in my hand I'm holding a signed photograph of one of our true heroines.
Wing!
One of the great vocal talents of the modern age. Yes. Indeed, it is Wing, who has very kindly sent us a photograph. She seems to be caught in the middle of doing some Tai Chi or something.
Balancing.
Or telling the time, maybe.
She might be on a tightrope.
She's performing a very strange movement with her hands.
She's dancing, maybe.
Maybe dancing. And I ordered a copy of her brand new album, which we mentioned on the show, with one of the greatest album titles.
Yes.
Which is Wing Sings for All the Single Ladies and Raps for All the Safe Parties.
Genius.
Genius.
We made a mistake. Well, I didn't. Somebody...
I'm not sure anyone made a mistake.
Made a mistake of... we were discussing this album recently, yeah. And you chose to not notice that there was a version of All the Single Ladies.
But despite the fact that the album is called Wing Sings for All the Single Ladies, for some reason I blanked the fact that there's actually a version of Single Ladies on the album.
And you chose to play an alternate version by somebody else.
So somebody else whose name...
whose name we shall never speak again on Project Moonbase.
Yes. Well...
We're going to rectify that, I hope.
We are going to rectify that. I was otherwise engaged the night that this particular podcast went out, and I entrusted Mrs. Kearney to conduct a fair and balanced...
I hope you're not about to accuse me of impropriety. Be careful.
During the podcast, we asked our listeners if they would like to decide whether DJ Bongo Boy was right or MC's Curling was right in the particular choice of track. And, well...
Yes, what happened?
The outcome of this particular vote, I seem to recall...
Yes.
...through the tears, was that most people seem to think that you were right.
That's true. It was a landslide.
Although I do also... Well, I think it also needs to be noted that you seem to be... encouraging that side of the argument.
How dare you?
True.
How dare you? I tweeted out that there was an option. I made my opinion. Obviously, I had to make my opinion on the subject plain.
Yes.
Otherwise, what would be the purpose of choosing?
I was rather... unfortunately, I wasn't in a position to mount a defence of my argument, so I'd rather fell by the wayside.
The music speak for itself, as I did.
But yes, it is time. It is time to redress the balance. If you feel it needs to be redressed, some people do. I'm not sure I do, but I think we do have to hear.
The people have spoken.
We do have to hear Wing's version of this particular Beyoncé tune. But before we hear that, I think it's also appropriate that we hear Wing introducing her new album herself.
Hello, this is Wing. I'm so happy you are listening to my latest album. All my albums are very nice, but I believe this is one of the best. Listen to this album anytime you want. Put it in your stereo system when you have a safe party, or listen by yourself with your favorite peg. I hope my singing and rapping gives you great happiness, relaxation, and peace. All the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies, now put your hands up, up in the club, we just hooked up, I'm doing my own little thing. You decided to dip, and now you on a trip, cause another brother noticed me. I up on him, he up on me, don't pay him any attention. Just cry my tears for 3 good years. You can be mad at me. If you like it, then you should put loving on it. If you like it, then you should put loving on it. Don't be mad when you see he want it. If you like it, then you should put a ring on it. Up, 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 up. If you like it, then you should put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should put a ring on it. Don't be mad when you see he want it. If you like it, then you should put a ring on it. I got gloss on my lip, a man on my hip, hold me tighter than daddy and gin. Acting up, drinking my cup, I can't care less what you think. I need no permission, did I mention? Don't pay him any attention. Cause you had your turn, and now you're gonna learn. What if you leave, you like to miss me? If you like it, then you should put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should put a ring on it. Don't be mad when you see he want it. If you like it, then you should put a ring on it. Up, 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 up. If you like it, then you should put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should put a ring on it. Don't be mad when you see he want it. If you like it, then you should put a ring on it. Up, 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 up. Don't treat me to this thing of the world. Of girl, that your love is what I prefer, what I deserve. He's the man that that makes me, that hits me, and deliver me to destiny, to infinity and beyond. Pull me in to your arm. Say I am the one you want. If you don't, you'll be alone, and like a host, I'll be gone. Oh, the single ladies. Oh, the single ladies. Oh, the single ladies. Oh, the single ladies. Now put your hands up. Up, 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 up. If you like it, then you should put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should put a ring on it. Don't be mad when you see he won it. If you like it, then you should put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should put a ring on it. Don't be mad when you see he won it. If you like it, then you should put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should put a ring on it. Don't bop.
That was Wing's magnificent version of All the Single Ladies. I think, unlike the original, you really get to hear the lyrical dexterity.
You get to luxuriate in it, yes.
You can really hear what's going on. And I like the fact that she slowed it down to a more sensible tempo.
Yes.
No, there's no point rushing.
No. I have to say, she takes that approach with a number of songs on the album. She has a nice little walking speed arrangement.
What is the hurry?
Ah,
Wing. You never disappoint us, never.
No. There are more, there's a couple more Michael Jackson covers on the album, oh yes, and a version of Aquarius, which we shall bring you on next week's podcast.
Oh, that's a promise. I hope you had a pet with you when you were listening to that.
Yeah.
Possibly also enjoying some tapioca.
Either that or you were at a safe party at
yes.
the time. dear. Yes, that was Wing's new album. You can get that from her website. If you go to our website, projectmoonbase.com, you'll be able to find links and means and ways of getting hold of these records, should you wish to.
And you can support the show by making a donation. Or just buying some records.
Yes, that's right.
Or you can take one of our lovely banners that we have lovingly crafted and put that on your website.
Yes, your own indeed. One. Yes.
Your blog.
Show your support for Project Moonbase. Now, from one Shantuzi of, I guess Hong Kong origin, to a Belgian Shantuzi, a 19-year-old who is recording under the name of Mademoiselle 19...
Shouldn't that be Disneff?
Disneff? Well, no, but that's what I thought, actually. I think I should write and correct her.
Yeah. Dear Mademoiselle.
You got that wrong.
You made an error there.
Not quite sure what's going to happen when she turns 20.
I can guess.
We have to thank Space Disco Jeff for this particular tip-off. This is an amazing, wonderful new tune. I've been having this on repeat play quite a lot during this week. Now, I have to say there's a fairly clear Stereolab inspiration here. And there's not just a tenuous connection, because apparently Laetitia Sadier has been singing some of Mademoiselle 19's tunes in her live set. So there's a bit of a connection going on there, I think. But I think this is a great bit of orchestral pop. There's all sorts of things happening in here. Some nice harps, some a bit of tubular bells in the middle as well. It's all going on here. It's all going on. This is Juliette Valtier, I think is her pronounce. Her name, recording as a sound of the name of Mademoiselle 19, and this is a recent single, Je ne vois que vous. Je ne vois que vous.
as Mademoiselle 19 with Je ne vois que vous. And you can get that via our affiliate link, www.projectmoonbase.com.
Yes.
Click on that, iTunes. You can have it. It's very good, isn't it?
Yes, magnificent.
I hope she's not going to retire when she gets to 20.
I am slightly worried what's going to happen, whether she will just realise that she can't use that name anymore and have to just retire.
If you are Mademoiselle 19 or you know her, give us a tweet, let us know what's going on.
Yes, please do. And it's on, you can get that on the, it's actually on the Freaksville Records label. And hopefully there'll be an album at some point, and we shall certainly monitor activities.
Do people still do them?
I think they do, yes. They occasionally do come out. Now we're going to visit one of our favourite genres of the modern era, that being the 8-bit world of chiptune music. We like the low res here at the Moonbase. Everything around us is in low res. Actually, we have very jagged edges to our furniture.
That's true.
At the Moonbase.
It's not very good on the buttocks,
no.
But it's stylish.
No, but we have low-res buttocks to fit into the low-res furniture.
But you do.
Anyway, maybe moving slightly
That's
away
enough
from...
enough about your anus.
That's the feature of this week's show, isn't it, really? Now, I discovered this week from the Pause Records website, one of the purveyors of free chiptune out there. They don't just promote their own releases. They also promote other releases that they hear about. And this is a new... A rather nice low-res video game for Windows, and sadly only Windows, which has been made by this Dutch game company called Flambeer, which I think means flaming bear. That's my Dutch for you.
Wow.
Partly helped by the logo of a flaming bear.
Oh, that's not nice.
Not very nice, isn't it? They've just released this new game, which is called Super Crate Box, and which, as I say, for free download, but you can also download for free the soundtrack, which is by a Norwegian chiptune artist by the name of Phlogiston.
Sounds like a medicine.
Yeah, it does.
Sounds like something you might get if you've got a frog in your throat.
Can you get it? Use Phlogiston. Phlogiston.
Phlegm. That's what I'm thinking of.
Phlegm, that's the connection, isn't
it? Get rid of phlegm with Phlogiston.
Mm. We'll play a couple of tracks from this download. The first one is a very brief a musical extract from the title screen of this game, and it's only about 40 seconds long, and we'll play another piece of Phlogiston later on, because I think he's very much in the Project Moonbase camp of humoristic music, as well as doing chiptune. He's clearly got a good sense of humour, this gentleman, and we heartily approve. So we'll play the very jolly little 40-second extract of Phlogiston's title screen from Super Crate Box. Small but perfectly formed.
It was nutty, chewy, wasn't it?
It was very nutty.
It was a little bit. It's like the audio equivalent of one of those energy bars.
It was
sort of oats and things.
It was, yes. And if you go to projectmoonbase.com, in amongst all the affiliate links, you will occasionally see, in this particular case, for example, a link to download for free.
Freeness.
Now, keeping things in the world of the strange and eyebrow raising. If you were tuning into a Halloween show, you'll, in fact, on the show before that, you will be quite familiar with the work of Leona Anderson by now. Last week on the Halloween show, we played you Rats in My Room, which is actually written by a gentleman by the name of Tony Borello. And as we mentioned on the Halloween show, he actually released an EP of his own compositions, which two of which were performed by Leona Anderson, including Rats in My Room. And he also presented his own version of his own piece, which is called There's a New Sound, or...
The Sound of Worms.
I should warn you, even if you like Project Moonbase, this is particularly strange.
What if you like worms?
If you like worms...
Well, is that going to balance it out?
You'll love this track, yeah.
You don't really like this show, but you really love worms. This is a chance to bring some new people,
worm lovers,
the show.
That's
if you know anybody that likes worms, this is the chance to bring them in.
Vermiphiles. Was that, vermiphiles. Is that the right word?
Yeah, let's
just
say
made
it
that
is.
Up.
There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar. It isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because this new sound, so deep down in the ground, is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. That like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new sound, so deep down in the ground, is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep under the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new sound, so deep under the ground is the sound that's made by worms.
Did you like the sound of worms, the new sound of worms, Mrs. Cunningham?
I like it more than the old sound of worms. The new sound of worms is much better, really.
Yes. You're listening to the Project Moonbase podcast, where we are bringing you...
The historic sound of the future!
Is that your Leona? Your Leona?
Yeah, I was going for that.
Very good. At this particular time in the podcast, we suddenly find ourselves bestride the dragon of disinformation.
Good news for everybody with a broken down USS Enterprise. Star Trek's USS Enterprise Owner's Workshop Manual from Haynes is going to be released.
Fabulous.
The 160-page guide delves into the technical specifications of the world's most famous fictional spaceship, containing in-depth drawings and a step-by-step approach to stripping it down to its essentials and reassembling it.
Yeah. I've got one of those. I've actually got one of those for the Apollo 11 lunar lander. That's quite handy.
But you'd need a pretty big shed.
You would need for the Enterprise. Yeah, you would.
Except not really, because it's not real. What are they on down at Haynes? Really, it's very peculiar. 2-mile-long runway opens at Spaceport America.
Oh.
Yes, Virgin Galactic's first generation of commercial space vehicles now have somewhere to actually land. With the completion of the runway at Spaceport America in New Mexico, the 42-inch thick, almost 2-mile-long spaceway was dedicated at a ceremony attended by New Mexican Governor Bill Richardson. It's not Mexico, is it? New Mexico.
It's New Mexico, yeah.
I'm very confused.
It doesn't sound very New Mexican either.
It doesn't. Buzz Aldrin was also there, the Branson.
The Branson.
They brought out the Branson. And around 30 soon-to-be space tourists were also there having a look at the essentially big strip of tarmac.
Yes. Okay.
42 inches thick.
Wow.
That's quite some tarmac you've got there. Thickness of tarmac. I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know why they're giving us that piece of information either.
In case anyone's thinking of nicking it.
How thick is that runway? You might say, hold on a minute, don't just go telling us how long the runway is. How thick is it? But so they give us the thickness, they give us the length. What about the width?
No, we can't work out the volume.
Exactly. I've got my scientific calculator. I've turned it on. Nonsense. Scientists are planning to record people's dreams.
Oh.
I'm going to record your dreams. Yes, scientists, or some of them anyway, think it's possible to record people's dreams and then interpret them. Creepy. They claim to have developed a system which allows them to record higher-level brain activity. This is Dr. Moran Cerf. Told the journal Nature, we would like to read people's dreams.
Mm, they would.
Creepy, creepy, creepy. Previously, the only way to access people's dreams was for psychologists to ask them afterwards.
Yes.
So, what did you dream? Mm. What were you dreaming? It's like, oh, well, I was swimming across a giant tub of margarine, chased by Lily Allen on a space hopper. Dr. Cerf hopes eventually to compare people's memories to their dreams with electronic visualizations of their brain activity.
Mm.
He told the BBC there's no clear answer to why humans dream, and one of the questions we would like to answer is when do we actually create this dream? It's a bit of a weird thing to say, isn't it? Where or yeah. When? When you're sleeping.
Clearly when you're asleep.
When you're asleep.
Yeah.
I could be a scientist. The scientist believes his latest research shows that certain neurons or individual brain cells are linked with specific objects or concepts. He found that a particular neuron lit up when a volunteer thought about Marilyn Monroe.
Really?
It's funny, isn't it? Just one. Beep, beep,
I wonder
beep,
which
beep.
Neuron that would be.
I don't know. I have a neuron that lights up when I think about cheese on toast. Definitely. Mm. And what he's saying is if you have a database built up of identifying various neurons with concepts, then you'd be able to read the subject's mind.
Yes.
Unless they lied.
Yes, indeed.
Like they told you that they were thinking about sardines on toast when in fact they were thinking about nuclear Armageddon.
Mm.
Or vice versa.
I've got a whole Cornichon cortex myself.
Have you? He said it would be wonderful to be able to read people the minds of coma patients.
Mm.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Would it? I don't know. We don't know it would be wonderful or not,
know.
Do we? It'd be weird. It'd be interesting.
Mm.
Maybe there's a lot. Wonder what it is about. Wonder what they're thinking about. But here's the problem. Unless you know somebody's going to have a coma, then you're not going to get them to answer the questionnaire about Marilyn Monroe's neurons or whatever it is, or cheese sandwiches. Yeah. He said, for example, instead of just having to write an email, you could just think it. Or another futuristic application would be to think of a flow of information and have it written in front of your eyes. Can you imagine? Some pretty weird things cross my mind during the course of a general day. I don't want them being emailed to, like, MI5 or my mum just because I think about it.
No.
That could cause some problems.
It could be, yeah.
Anyway, that's just me, maybe. And that's the news.
Zanota!
Oh, I say. One with a Z, excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you, this is Akanium.
You're welcome.
For this week's disinformation. There'll be more on next week's podcast. This is indeed the Project Moonbase podcast. You can find us every Sunday night, projectmoonbase.com. We also have a Twitter feed, twitter.com/projectmoonbase.
And if you go to our website, projectmoonbase.com, you can link to Facebook and, you know, friend us up or whatever it is.
Join the group. Join us. Join us.
Yeah. If you know anybody you might think would benefit from listening to Project Moonbase, because it is healing and it's good for your complexion and it, you know, deals with aches and pains, please, you know, let them know. Bring them into the fold. Share. Yeah. Share.
Yes.
Share the madness.
Please do. Please do.
You're helping people. Help us help you or something like that.
Now, one of the things we like to do at Project Moonbase is celebrate the banal. Give the banal its rightful place. And one of our other, in relation to that same thread as well, is that we also like songs. There's been a bit of a spate of songs recently that we've discovered celebrating various dreary bits of English suburbia.
It's like the musical equivalent of those books of boring postcards.
That's right. And in case you weren't tuning into the radio show on Blank FM, we celebrated the likes of Northampton, Godalming, I think, as well, and also Leicester. Remember the Leicester Fiesta?
Oh, how could I forget?
And we will pass over Leon C. We don't need to mention that.
Yes, never mention that again.
But the latest addition to this canon comes from the latest album by Southern Coast songstress Lorraine Bowen, famous in many people's ears and eyes for her Crumble song. I'm sure you'll be familiar with the Crumble song. She's just released her new album, which is called, appropriately for this show, Suburban Exotica, and where on one particular track she pays tribute to the world of Ashford International, gateway to continental Europe.
It's a train station.
It's a train station, essentially, yes. And it has many attractions.
Yes, you might be wondering, what is on offer at Ashford International? Well, a bar, café, bureau de change, and a convenience store are all available at the departure lounge. Our ticket office is open daily from 1 hour before the first departure until 1600 hours, and an e-ticket collection machine is also available. Toddler's play area, toilets with baby-changing facilities, and cash machines.
Cash machines?
You what? Can get cash at Ashford's International Train Station.
Fantastic.
This train is the Southern service to Ashford International, calling at Eastbourne, Bexhill, St Leonard's Warrior Square, Hastings, Rye, Appledore, Ham Street, and Ashford International.
Half an hour to spare. The timetable says I'm early. I wonder what I'll find at Ashford International. Will it blow my mind? Ashford International. The timetable says I'm early. I wonder what I'll find at Ashford International. Will it blow my mind? Oh, Ashford International. Ashford International.
To Ashford International. This train will now call at Eastbourne, Bexhill, St Leonard's Warrior Square, Hastings, Rye, Appledore, Ham Street, and Ashford International.
Bowen with a celebration of Ashford International Railway Station. Yeah. As you can hear, there's lots going on there.
Very layered. It's a bit like Stereo Lab done by your mum.
It is, yeah. Yes, the great suburban exotica world of Lorraine Bowen.
She didn't seem to sort of list or think about any of the things she could have been doing in this half an hour. She could have got a BAP.
She could, yeah.
Done some change at the bureau.
She could have
changed a baby. I don't know into what.
She could have even taken some cash out.
Yeah. She could have got some cash for later on.
She's clearly mesmerised.
That's the mystery. You know, what was she doing there?
That's right. That's right. The allure.
Did she enjoy a coffee in a styrofoam cup? Perhaps.
One can only dream. One can only dream.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll take your seats, please. Our tour of the moon's famous Sea of Tranquility is about to begin.
Yes, it's time for the Sea of Tranquility, a little spot on the show where we like to soothe and calm any rough waters out there. And on this particular edition of the podcast, we're going to play another track from the new Winchester Hospital Radio compilation, Music While You Watch. This time we're going to go to the other CD, not the 80s era Channel 4 test card music, although that is a great CD, as we've discovered. We're going to go to the other CD, which is a collection of incidental music and TV theme tunes. And we're going to play a tune which is called Distant Hills, is the actual name of the song, or tune rather. But you'll probably know it as something altogether more familiar if you know your 70s television.
Daytime.
Daytime, particularly. Yes, I do.
If you were unemployed or a working mother in the 70s, then you might have heard this.
Yes, I very much associate this with being ill at school. Okay, or kind of having, or bunking off.
Spooning some tomato soup into your mouth.
Most of the music featured on this compilation is from some of the stalwarts of the library music canon. There's music from DeWolf, music from KPM on here. This particular track, Distant Hills, was written by Simon Hazley and Peter Reno.
Peter Reno?
who we featured on the show before, one of the DeWolf composers. So anyway, this is Distant Hills, and see if you can see if it brings anything to mind.
That was Distant Hills from the Music While You Watch, and also the sound of Crown Court or something, wasn't it?
Yes.
It doesn't say prepare for justice, does it?
I was going to say,
it's not exactly got a Judge Dredd type feel to it.
Not really, no. It rather softens you up, really, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? It's extremely bucolic for something that's sort of threatening the book being thrown
that's
at you.
Right.
You're just about to have the book thrown
you're
at you.
You're going down!
You're
going
to be sort of dragged out by two burly policemen.
Yes, well,
But it calm, that'd calm you right down.
It would.
Wouldn't it?
It would put you in the right frame of mind for a lengthy prison sentence. Oh dear.
Wonderful, wonderful stuff.
That and many more can be found on Music While You Watch. I think it's almost worth, maybe not breaking a leg, but, you know, inflicting
grazing your knee, perhaps.
Grazing your knee in Winchester. So you could at least spend some time in the hospital listening to
it. Do you think we have a lot of problem with that? People coming in, oh, I've just cut my finger, paper cut.
Can I spend the afternoon listening to the radio here? Because I've heard it's so great. and apparently sales of the CDs will actually help to fund the Winchester Hospital Radio, which is a great way to raise money for the station. Good on you, sir. Good on you. This is, meanwhile, Project Moonbase, doing our own thing here, hovering above a certain part of southeast central Scotland. And we're hoving towards the end of the show. We've got a couple more tracks to fit in, though, between now and then. The first one being another track, slightly longer track, from Phlogiston. This also comes from the... Rather confusing. It comes from... You get this with the Super Crate Box soundtrack, but it actually is another... It's another soundtrack he composed for another Flambeur game. This game is called Radical Fishing. I feel I need to have a go on.
Yes.
And it's another wonderfully humoristic piece. And it's simply this Phlogiston with a track which is simply called Radical Fishing.
That was Radical Fishing from Phlogiston.
Mm.
Didn't sound that radical, I must say. I wasn't terrified by it.
No.
Seems like a mild-mannered fellow.
That was actually another fairly bucolic track there, wasn't it?
Too? It was.
We had a little bit of double addition, essentially, there of Sea of Tranquility. Rather calming chiptune. Who'd have thought you could have calming chiptune?
Exactly.
We just had some there from Norway.
I hope you are keeping a map of the globe...
With some
or
pins.
A globe, with pins,
yeah.
Yeah, we like to keep... geography is an important
it is.
Component of our show.
We are aiming, over the course of the podcast, to stick a pin in every country of the world,
yeah.
Essentially.
Take that.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed this Project Moonbase podcast. I have been DJ Bongo Boy.
And I hope you enjoyed the disinformation. I have been MC Zirconium.
Now we're going to go out with a track from the brand new album by Squarepusher. Well, actually... Shobalida One, as it's as his band is called. Yes, he's put together a band for this new album. This project arose from his essentially from his last album, Just a Souvenir, which was about a kind of concept album where he tried to put into music a dream that he had about a bunch of musicians playing in front of a giant fluorescent image of a coat hanger, in front of which an emerald green river suddenly appearing. And there's also apparently arcing electricity around this coat hanger. And as the electricity arcs around various nodal points, such as the drummer's left hand, the guitarist's teeth, and a Venus flytrap sitting behind the bass amp, you get the idea. It's very surreal, very stream of consciousness kind of concept album.
I went on holiday there once.
Did you? Really?
Yeah.
As a result of just...
There's only a single bed.
Really?
I had to live just entirely on toast the entire time.
How did you get on with the giant illuminated coat hanger?
Kept me up with its buzzing.
Did it? Following on from Just a Souvenir, a bunch of musicians contacted Tom Jenkinson. He is a square pusher. Suggesting that they actually put this band into reality, like into a real band.
So what you're saying is somebody out there was lured in by his talk of giant illuminated coat hangers.
That's right,
and said, I need to join that band.
Clearly. For this particular project, they've adopted pseudonyms. Apparently, they are quite well-known musicians. We don't know who they are yet, but they record under the name of Strobe Nazard on the keyboards, Sten Temech on the guitar, Ang Nushin on the also on the guitar, and most amusingly of all, Company Laser on the drums. Good name. Good name for a drummer. And, of course, Squarepusher himself on the bass guitar and vocoder. Almost every track on the album features one of our favourite instruments, the vocoder, including this next track. So we're going to leave you with the second track from Shobolida 1, which is this first album is called De Demonstrator. There will apparently be another album before they take the band on the road, but this is Squarepusher and Friends with Laser Rock. Until next week, dear listener, goodbye.
Yeah.